All right, 93.9 KTG, Alter Bridge Isolation. And that's for Andy. There you go, Andy. Anything by Alter Bridge, you got it. Hey, it's Pat Ballard with you on the Out to Lunch program. This portion of the show is brought to you by Father and Sons Liquors. Get yourself hooked up for the weekend. And, well, you're going to have to stock up for Sunday anyway. Stop at Father and Sons Liquors. Both locations, 36 Bassett Avenue and 825 Lake Pee-wee Road. Also, this portion of the show brought to you by Mike Sells Chips. Mike Sells, they've got Larry the Cable Guy chips and Dale Earnhardt chips. And for a limited time, large bags of Dale Earnhardt chips and Larry the Cable Guy chips are on sale at Madisonville Marketplace and at Sureway. We are here with our special guest today, Bill Johnson, a.k.a. Leatherface.
So sorry.
And PJ Woodside with Big Biting Pig Productions.
Yeah, I'm just tagging along.
And Morgan. Hi, Morgan.
Their color is blue.
Their color is blue?
For the pig.
That's right.
A blue. Oh, that's right. It's a blue pig.
Big biting blue pig.
Okay, I did invite our callers, our listeners, to call in with a question for you. And so I have a question for you. I want to play for you and get your answer to it. This is Steve from Madisonville.
Has he seen the Texas Chainsaw, The Next Generation? Because it's considered the turkey of the franchise because it makes no sense. I just wonder if he's seen it and if he has, what he thought of it.
Okay.
As a guy who plays Leatherface in another movie.
Well, what do you think?
Well, I think that the film was certainly different than the others. And Kim Hinkle wrote it and directed it. So he had his ideas and where he wanted to go with it. It was very low budget production because he consulted me about playing Leatherface again. I knew the stunts would kill me. And we can't afford no stunt. Actually, we can't quite afford to pay you. So I decided to demur from that, and Robbie Jacks, who lived in Austin, played the role. And Kim was reaching into the other side, he crossed over into cross-dressing. L-Face was, dressing up and getting ready to go down to town with Ruby.
Okay.
And that kind of freaked a lot of people.
I would say maybe, probably. Mm-hmm. Of course, in Austin, maybe not.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was sort of a super limited audience. Renee Zellweger was in that, right? And Matthew McConaughey. So it was the dope show happening, man. It was just too weird.
Yeah.
It was very weird. And so the fans have spoken. Maybe it's film before its time. Perhaps in another 50 years, it'll be revered as a breakthrough in super psychology.
Okay. I wanted to bring up, I did my research. I try to do my research on folks Excellent. That are coming in. And you do a lot of voice work for video games. What's that process like? And just tell us about doing your voiceovers.
Well, for a person like yourself, you would understand, certainly, it's the world of the microphone and the headphones and character. So it was fun. We did the first digitized voice for role-playing games.
Ultima?
For Ultima 9, yeah. They had smuggled in a DAT recorder from Germany, and they set it up in this big janitor closet. Surrounded by whatever this stuff is. What's this called?
Acoustic tile.
Yeah, acoustic tile and a microphone on the desk, and we did the whole thing right there. Then that was so successful that next year they built a brand new place with the top of the line state-of-the-art THC theater recording studio.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's where we did the last Ultima, the last two.
Let's see here. Video game, Ultima 9, like you said, Dos X? Is that what you were just saying? I'm not sure what that is. I'm a gamer, but I'm like, Atari, man.
Oh, Deus Ex. That was the name of that particular game.
Maybe I'm thinking of Dos Equis, because it's almost like the weekend.
Yeah, that's right. This is the Out to Lunch show, after all.
Yeah, we are quite out to lunch here, aren't we?
We like being out there.
All right. Bill Johnson in studio with us today. We're promoting Lucid, and it's the latest production from Big Biting Pig Productions, bigbitingpigproductions.com. And tonight is the movie premiere of Lucid. I love premieres. And typically you're doing it at the Burns Auditorium.
Well, we have in the past, but we outgrew the auditorium, so hopefully we have a good relationship with Ballard Convention Center. And
Dana's great, and what treats everybody very well, and got the chairs. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a blast. We got red carpets to put out, and you know, all kinds of stuff going on.
Am I dressed appropriately for this?
Oh, you know, people dress in everything. People come in, like, all gussied up, all the way to, you know, jeans and T-shirts.
Come comfy.
Just come however you want.
This is as comfy as it gets, I think. Okay, we're going to come on back. We got another set of music to go. Plus, we got one more set to talk to Bill Johnson and PJ Woodside.
Yes.
And so please stick around.